Welcome to the Vehicle City Sound Music Podcast. This is our Michigan Monday edition, volume Michigan 26, episode number 10. Our drop date is Monday, June 8th, 2026. I'm your host, C. Willie, joined again this week by the lovely and talented
Quarter Peep, and it's Michigan Monday.
Woo-hoo! We have Steve Taylor from Steve Taylor 3. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me
on. Well, welcome to the show. We're very excited to have you here. We were talking a little bit before we started rolling the show that we met you kind of, but kind of not.
That's right.
We were all sitting next to each other at the Michigan Music Awards this past spring, and congratulations, you walked away with two?
Two, yeah. It was quite a surprise, but it was really exciting to go two for two that night.
That is awesome. Congratulations. We're excited for you.
Thank you.
What got you into music? Kind of what brought you to the point of being up to go up there on stage and get those awards?
Yeah, I mean, I started playing music when I was 12 years old. You know, I started my first band, and the first instrument that I ever learned actually was bass guitar.
All right.
I think because my friends wanted to start a band and no one played the bass guitar. So that really kind of got me into it. And then, you know, I always kind of grew up playing in bands. And then, I graduated high school. I grew up in Southeast Michigan and in Birmingham. And I ended up going to a place called Berklee College of Music out in Boston.
My brother is a Berklee grad. So that's, and was a bass player.
No kidding.
Yes. Yeah. When were you there?
I was there in the early 91 to 95. So I graduated in 95.
Gosh. You guys might have overlapped. We'll talk off air. But it's entirely possible you guys were there at the same time. That's phenomenal.
You know each other.
Yeah.
But I was a songwriting major. I got my degree was in songwriting.
Well, he ended up going into production. And actually has an independent production studio out there in Boston. He never left Boston. You came back.
He never left.
He stayed.
I came back.
All right. Hey, so you got into it from this standpoint. The Steve Taylor 3, tell us a little bit about what's the genre? What's the motivation with the band?
Yeah, the band, you know, it's been around for quite a while. After I moved back to Michigan from Boston, I joined a Detroit band called Voodoo Hippies, which I was in for several years. And when that band broke up, I kind of just started doing a lot of solo acoustic shows and just writing. And I didn't know if I was ever going to play in a band again, really. And a couple of my friends just showed up at one of my solo acoustic gigs, and they didn't ask permission. They just started setting up behind me. And, band started. I think we were together for 2 years before we ever practiced.
Oh my goodness.
We just go, let's just try it. And eventually it was actually my drummer, Kerry Weaver, and my bass player, Brian Frank, who said, we want to start working on original music. We want to make an album. So I said, all right, let's do it. And then, you know, and our first album came out in 2014.
All right. All right. And the music that you have created, do you give it a genre? Do you give it a...
That's a good question. It's something people always ask. I usually say Americana because I always feel like we're not really country enough to be country, or we're not really rock enough to be a rock band either. Mm-hmm. So it kind of falls somewhere in the middle. And most of the artists that I like to, that I listen to, would fall into that genre as well.
Well, and it's awesome storytelling, too. So I would support what you're saying. The songs that we have tonight on the show, I think each one tells its own story very, very well.
Thank you.
The first one that we have queued up is I Don't Want to Die in Winter. And yes. Before actually hearing the song, I read the title, and I don't know if I like this. But when you actually give this a listen and understand what it is that you're saying with this, it's actually very beautiful.
Oh, that's very kind of you to say. I mean, for anyone that sort of knows me or follows me on social media, I am no fan of winter. I'm definitely someone who's more of a summer person. And I've written a lot of songs that are about weather. I have a song that's called The First Warm Day of Spring, and I have a song that's called Sky So Blue, and I have a series of songs that are about weather, you know, and this is the most extreme example of that, but yeah.
So that was the weatherman in you was the inspiration on this tune.
Pretty much, yeah. I kind of, at a certain point, I just kind of went, you know, it's one of those titles where I played it for a friend of mine. And he said, you realize they're probably going to play that song at your funeral. And I go, as long as it's,
it's long in as August, it's we're okay.
Well, fine.
All right. Folks, don't be fooled by the title and definitely listen to the message of this song. This is I Don't Want to Die in Winter, the Steve Taylor 3.
I don't want to die in winter. I hate it when the skies are gray. If I make it into heaven, please make it on a sunny day. Let my last breath be filled with flowers, 'cause my last thoughts will be of you. And if you should go before me, I hope that I will see you soon. 'Cause I don't wanna die in winter with my feet upon the snow, under a tree with empty branches. That's not how I want to go. I want the sunshine on my shoulders. I want the warmth upon my face. I want the green grass off beneath me. I hope and pray that that's my fate. And on a day when skies are blue, one last request, Lord, if I may, I'll pray to you, my soul, to keep, Lord, just keep it on a sunny day. Michigan's been good to me, Lord. Gave me family and friends. But the winters are so cruel, Lord. That's not where I want to end. No, I don't want to die in winter. But I know nothing gold can stay. Robert Frost and S.E. Hinton taught me to think of life this way. And just like Eden sank to grief, just like the dawn goes down to day, they think of me and pray. So I don't wanna die in winter. The summer's past, the harvest gone. Once the cold wind takes November, I don't wanna carry on. Die in winter. I hate it when the skies are gray. If I make it into heaven, please make it on a sunny day.
Yes, sir. I don't want to die in winter. The Steve Taylor 3, that is absolutely a beautiful song. It truly is.
Thank you. Yeah, I really set out to kind of write almost like a simple folk song.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Where the language could be from 100 years ago, you know, the summer's past, the harvest gone, you know. But yeah, and you'll notice what we did with that is it starts with just guitar and vocal, and we just keep adding elements.
Yes.
And then then we start taking them away one at a time, so it ends with just guitar and vocal too. So it was fun to record and kind of lay it out that way.
Well, wonderful song, wonderful sound, amazing voice, Steve. It's just really, really special. Folks, we are going to take a quick break. We are coming to you from the Detroit Shirt Company studio. We will be back with Steve Taylor from the Steve Taylor 3 right after this.
The D, the Motor City, Motown. It's known by these and many other names, but no matter what you call it, the spirit of Detroit is legendary. Detroit has many traditions, from Bob Lowe Island, Farmer Jack, and the Detroit Coney, to iconic automotive brands like Dodge, Jeep, and Mopar. At Detroit Shirt Company, we're celebrating America's comeback city with apparel and accessories. We offer a full line of t-shirts, hoodies, sweatshirts, jackets, hats, and other Detroit and Michigan apparel, as well as drinkware, coasters, stickers, and other merchandise. Whether you grew up here or you're a Motor City transplant, you'll find we have something for everyone at Detroit Shirt Company. Are you ready to show your local pride? www.detroitshirt.com.
Welcome back to the Vehicle City Sound Podcast. This is our Michigan Monday edition. We are coming to you from the Detroit Shirt Company studio. We are with Steve Taylor from the Steve Taylor 3. And Steve, we talked a little bit as we were kind of leading up to all of this. Independent artists, you've been at this for a while. There are a lot of challenges along the way, including having a couple of guys that just show up when you're playing your acoustic shows and play.
That's right.
But it turns out, what are some of the challenges that you faced in this career?
It's a hard way to make a living. And I think, you know, if you're going to be a musician, you can't kind of do one thing. You have to kind of do everything, you know? So, I mean, I play and I do solo gigs and I do gigs with my band. And I teach, so I teach music at two different schools, and I teach private lessons, mm-hmm. you know, and I do studio work. And, you know, it's kind of, I think you kind of have to do a little bit of everything if you really want to be, you sort of do music full time. I think that's a big challenge. And I think for us too, it's like, you know, especially, you know, trying to find venues to play that are like Aretha's Jazz Cafe yes. or 20 Front Street, uh-huh. like Orion, you know, these venues that cater to original music, you know, a lot of the festivals now, and even a lot of the rooms that have the nicest stages and PAs, it's 100% tribute.
Yes.
And not, there's nothing wrong with that. I have a lot of musicians that are involved with that. It's not something that I'm personally interested in, you know, but I just think it's important to keep original music alive, which is what I'm trying to do and what my band is trying to do.
No question. And being recognized for it. And I know the Quarter Peep and I have talked about that too. It seems like every show that you see advertised around the area now is another tribute band. And there are some venues that's all they
do. Play. Yeah.
100%. Yeah.
And the challenges for you, how great is it? And you're in Lake Orion, Michigan. How great is it? You've got 20 Front Street there to take care of you on that end.
Oh, it's great. And, you know, I host a monthly songwriter show. I call it the Michigan Songwriter Showcase. We do it once a month and we have four songwriters from Michigan and everybody plays original music. We do a traditional songwriter round. And I've been doing that I did it before the pandemic. At a few different locations, and including 20 Front Street. But this version of the show has been going on for almost 2 years.
And when is that, Steve? When can folks find you there?
The next Michigan Songwriter Showcase is Thursday, June 18th.
All right. So a week from when we're releasing that. Well, 10 days. Do we mark that on the calendar there, Quarter Pete?
I am right now.
Okay.
Yes.
We're only about...
We've had a lot of your previous guests have been a part of the show. You know, Jackie Daniels has been on.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of people that I think have been on Vehicle City have also appeared at this show.
Well, we are only about a half hour north of you, so I think we may be making a trip on the 18th.
It's worth the trip.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, you mentioned Jackie and a lot of the folks that have been here with us already. The Michigan mm-hmm. music scene really seems to be a very close-knit folk. How has that affected what you're doing?
Yeah, I do think that there is a great community here in Southeast Michigan and all, you know, in Detroit and all over where musicians are supporting each other and they're coming out to each other's shows. And they're guesting on each other's albums. You know, whenever we're working on somebody, I always try to bring somebody in and say, oh, we should have this person sing on this song. You know, and especially the songwriter shows. You know, I play so many solo acoustic shows. You know, I'm always out, you know, every Thursday, Friday, Saturday, sometimes more playing gigs. But those are sort of isolating because you're just by yourself.
Sure.
But when you do a songwriter show, I get to see my friends play too. It's like you get to, you know, you get to collaborate and play original music.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, that for me has been the biggest way of keeping that community is hosting songwriterships.
And then do you participate in others? Because I know Jackie does hers down in Clawson and those sorts of things. Are you a part of those as well?
Absolutely. Every time someone asks me to do one, I'm always excited to do it. You know, sometimes it's great. And sometimes it's fun to do because I don't have to be the host.
Of course.
I do, of course. I'm always in charge.
There's no pressure then. I just go playing. All right. Tell us a little bit. Now, you talked about all the things that you're doing, the teaching and the lessons and so forth. Yeah. When do you have time to write?
Yeah.
That's a great question. That's a really good question. You know, so much has been, from a technical standpoint, I think the invention of the iPhone has really revolutionized writing in a way because we've got, you know, we have voice memos and you've got the Notes app.
Yeah.
So we used to carry around notebooks. We'd write everything down and write. And I had a tape recorder that I used to sing ideas into. And now it's all on the phone.
Yeah.
So I do a lot. I end up doing a lot of writing, honestly. Like sometimes I'm just driving around and I'm singing something into my phone, you know. And I feel like that's a way that I collect ideas.
No question.
You know, but it is hard to find. It really is hard to find the time.
Yeah.
But sometimes those songs come up that just sort of push themselves to the front, you know. But so the answer is, you know, whenever I can, whenever and how.
It's that free 30 seconds that turns into your next big song.
That's true. That's true.
Well, this next one is another fantastic tune. Give us the backstory to Made to Be Broken.
Yeah, that's an interesting one because, you know, people always ask about songs and songwriting. And sometimes I talk about this in the songwriter shows as they say, what's your process or how do you write a song? And the answer is, it's never the same thing twice. I mean, sometimes a lyric comes first. Sometimes it's a melody. Sometimes, you know, you have a chord progression or something on the piano that you like. If it was the same every time, we would just do it the same way every time. But you never know what's going to come first. You know, so this was a song when we were working on our last record that, not the Christmas record that we won the Michigan Music Award. But for the previous year, we put out a record called Temporary Heart. And that also won the Michigan Music Award for Best Americana Album. We were working on that record with our producer, Andy Reid. He's up in Bay City. And that was one I just had. And I had it for a long time. I had a melody and I had the whole structure and the chords, but I just didn't have the words.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just hadn't sat down. And I think I was probably going through my, you know, sometimes I have a long drive home from a gig. I will just start cycling through my voice memos, trying to find like anything in here is good or I mean, good ideas that I should work on. And that was one of them. I thought, well, I like this melody, but all I had to do was actually sit down and write the words, you know?
And that's where it came out.
That's really where it came from. And then, you know, we worked on it with the band and we kind of worked out the arrangement and I had the title Made to Be Broken. And I tried to figure out a way to, you know, look at that title from a bunch, you know, a lot of different angles.
All right. Let's give this one a listen. This is Made to Be Broken, Steve Taylor 3.
Rules are made to be broken, like promises I made to you. Not every feeling must be spoken. If I leave, you'll know the reason. And if I stay, you'd be surprised. Maybe I'll get there and wonder just what I left behind. You want me to be everything that you couldn't find. You don't know that I will let you down if given time, even if you don't mind. I lay my cards upon the table, so you know exactly where we stand. I don't want to be the one
Yes, sir.
Woohoo!
Steve Taylor 3, Made to be Broken. Great tune. I love the harmonica in there, too. How can anything be wrong when there's a harmonica in the song? You know,
they say that the harmonica is the instrument that's the closest to the human voice.
Oh,
the way you can sort of bend notes and the way that you could, the way how expressive it is, you know. So
very
as far as the, you know, the way the reeds are,
yeah,
you know, I've heard that said. I don't know that it's true, but there's something about it. Yeah, it's very infectious. And yeah, and it's, I was something, you know, I feel like on that record, I did a lot of harmonica. Because I play guitar and I put the rack over my head like Bob Dylan does, you know. And that, you know, Made to be Broken is a really fun song to play live because it's so up-tempo.
I bet. Well, and Steve, now that you've said that about the harmonica, it is true. It's on the internet now, so it's true.
Okay, now it's true. Now we're going to meet. But the interesting thing about that song is, you know, it's the structure is kind of unusual because the bridge comes at the very end of the song.
Yeah.
And it just, we repeat it. We all kind of fell in love with that bridge. And I said, we're like, let's just do it three times. And that'll be the end of the song.
Well, it's a great tune. Thank you for writing that. That's a lot of fun.
Thank you.
That's
thank you guys so much. Yeah.
So now we've got some folks that are listening to you and some that are probably hearing you for the first time tonight. Where can they find you? I mean, we know we're going to find you at 20 Front Street in Lake Orion on June 18th. Yeah. But where do folks find you and find your music?
Well, the problem is my name is Steve Taylor, which is a very common name. You could throw a rock right now outside and you might hit somebody named Steve Taylor. So even with streaming music, like the hoops I had to jump to just to get all of my music on the right page.
Yeah.
You know, so I always say the best thing to do is search the band name, which is Steve Taylor 3, or I have a Linktree. So if you just go to linktree.com and search Steve Taylor Music, it's all there. All the videos, all the socials, every streaming service. You know, it's got ticket links for shows. That's why I like the Linktree. It's sort of one link to rule them all.
Everything's there, you bet.
And, you know, I'm on Instagram as at Steve Taylor Music. There's a Steve Taylor Acoustic Facebook page and there's a Steve Taylor 3 Facebook page.
All right.
So, yeah, we're easy to find if you actually put the band name or, you know, at least Steve Taylor Music.
We will get you there. And hey, folks, before we get into the last one that we've queued up for Steve, I do want to pay tribute to the Detroit Shirt Company, which is the sponsor of our studio here. All your branding, clothing, and marketing materials needs, Jim and his team can take care of you there, DetroitShirt.com. Steve, the last one that we've got queued up is another one that I want to thank you for writing, Family. Talk to us a little bit about this.
Yeah, this, interestingly enough, this was the last song that we worked on for the record.
Okay.
It was the very last song that we really put together. And for me, it was a real, like, story song. Like, Billy Joel is a writer I like a lot, and he does a great job of just inventing characters and then writing a song about them. So I wanted to do something along those lines where it tells three different stories and they all kind of intersect.
Yes.
You know, and interesting enough, you know, we were working on the song and Brian, my bass player, and Carrie, my drummer, they were trying to work out their part for the verse and they kept repeating it over and over again. And I said, wait a minute, let's start the song with that. That should be the intro. We should start with that thing that you guys are doing. So we started it with that. And the lyrics, you know, I've actually done a couple interviews about this. There's more than one way you can interpret these lyrics. Because at the end, there's sort of a twist. And I'm not even sure if it's clear the way I wrote it, what the twist is, but it's basically about these three different people that all end up being related to each other.
All right.
You know, so that's the song.
Let's see what our folks come up with for their interpretation of the twist. We want to hear about this, but give this a listen. Another amazing song from the Steve Taylor 3. This is Family.
Boxes on a to-do list. She got a job on the phone and a kid on the way. A minivan and a busy day. Yeah, but she's just like you and me. Works hard for family. that don't fit. A dead end job you can't afford to quit. Yeah, but he's just like you and me. Like you and me, someday she wants a family. They're all doing the best they can, and they're all working without a plan. They're hustling from dawn to dusk, yeah, they're just like the rest of us. They sit at Applebee's and they pay for the meal. She feels the baby kick and she knows it's for real. Just like you and me, an average American family. Ain't that how it always should be?
Right. The Steve Taylor Three,
so
Family. Another great tune, great story. And a little
Thank
bit
you.
More of the towards the rock. There's you weren't quite rock enough, but you said, yeah.
Yes. That's definitely towards, yeah. And then even though that was the last song we worked on for the record, once we heard that intro, we were like, that's got to open. That's got to be the first song on the record.
There you go.
Because we I know a lot of people are just doing singles now. But we're old, so we still believe in
the whole album
format. The whole yes. album saying, here's 12 songs in this order, and it's a whole piece of, you know, it's a piece of work.
I love it, Steve. Mm-hmm. I love it. That's fantastic.
And I still sort of think of in terms of, you know, okay, this is the you know, beginning of side one, and this is the end of side
yeah.
two. And
wow,
this,
yeah.
How we used to listen to them.
Yeah. I guess once you grow up that way, it's just ingrained in us.
No question. No, we do it. Yeah. We do it the right way, Steve. They're not doing it.
Okay, okay. I'm glad you're with me on that.
Hey, Steve Taylor joining us tonight. Thank you so much for being a part of the show, Steve. We really appreciate it. And we're looking forward to seeing you out at that songwriters program.
Well, thank you. Yeah. So that's June 18th. And then, another thing I'd like to talk about is there's a venue out here in Lake Orion called Wildwood Amphitheater.
Okay.
Which is it's like a mini Pine Knob. Like they have a hill and they've got a big, you know, big shell. And just in the last couple of years, they've been using it for concerts. You can check out tickets at orionevents.com. Now, they are doing 100% tribute bands, but they're having other local bands open up.
Super.
So on July 10th, we are opening for an Eagles tribute band.
Super.
And heard it now.
Yeah, we're writing that down.
Yeah.
July 10th. And it's the Orion Amphitheater?
It's called Wildwood Amphitheater.
Wildwood Amphitheater. Okay.
And it's the website is orionevents.com.
Oh, Orion. Okay.
Orion Events. That's who puts it on. But it's a great, you know, like I said, there's a big hill and it's a great summer outdoor venue.
Super, super. Well, cool. Now we've got two dates to see and we're looking forward to that.
All right.
Just filled up our calendar.
Well, thank you again for being a part of this. We appreciate everything you shared, and we're going to be seeing you a couple of times here.
Well, hey, thank you guys for having me on, and this was a lot of fun. And thank you guys for, contributing to this community. I mean, you guys are bringing people together by just doing this and sharing it and having local musicians on to talk about, you know, what they're up to.
Appreciate that very much, Steve. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Quarter Peep, who do we have coming up next?
Yes, we have Ghost Town Marshals.
Looking forward to that. Should be a lot of fun. That is a wrap on tonight's show, our Michigan Monday version, coming to you from the Detroit Shirt Company studio. Thank you again, Steve Taylor, for being with us.
Thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
Folks, if you know more folks like Steve that you would like us to be talking to, drop us a line. VehicleCitySound@gmail.com is that email address, and we love hearing from you there. If you want to know where we're going, and it'll be on the schedule where we're going to be June 18th and July 10th, look us up at VehicleCitySound.com. That's the website. It's got all the information about our shows and all the information about our calendar. We appreciate all the support we've gotten from everyone on all the platforms. And hey, everybody, be good.
Yes.